talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna...
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And boy, is there a lot of history to talk about. First of all, the Wisconsin Supreme Court announced after our last show that even though they are allowing drop boxes for the February 15 primary, they've decided to cancel them, stop them, and join them for the April general election on April 5th. 4-3, Hagedorn switched. There are three Democrats, three Republicans on there. Hagedorn is a fourth Republican. He frequently has done the right thing on things relating to the elections, but in this particular case, by saying that they're enjoined in April, that is a certainty that the ultimate decision is that they are going to be stopped going forward without legislative approval. And the problem with getting legislative approval is that Voss and the Republicans and their illegitimate gerrymandered districts are simply not going to agree to anything that makes it easier to vote. The problem with this is this. It not only gets rid of drop boxes, so that if you want to vote early, you have to mail it in, or if you want to drop it off in person, you have to go in the office of wherever the clerk is. But you also are not permitted to drop off the ballot of a sick relative, an invalid, a relative that's laid up in an old age home that simply physically can't get there. In other words, anybody who is going to vote absentee is now going to have to mail it in, and the mail is uncertain, especially the closer you get to the election. A number of people are not going to be able to vote as a result of this. What's going on here? The Wisconsin Election Commission is an independent commission set up by the legislature. When I was more active in politics some time ago, we had the elections board. I was the vice chairman of the elections board a long time ago. Then it was replaced with an independent nonpartisan board of judges, retired judges, who were very fair, and they ran it the way it should be run. The Republicans didn't like that, so they set up with their gerrymandered majority the Wisconsin Election Commission to run our elections. There's six people on it, three Democrats, three Republicans. They rotate chairmen between the two parties, and then if they can't agree, it defaults to the legislature or to the courts. If people don't like what they did, they can take it to court. In any event, leading up to the 2020 election, the Wisconsin Election Commission established a procedure where they would have these drop boxes. They were secure, they were monitored, absolutely secure, and you could go by and drop your ballots in the drop box. And I've done that in the past. They're frequently attached to municipal buildings, to police stations, about 500 of them around the state. In urban areas, rural areas, every area. A lot of people found it very convenient. They didn't want to walk into the clerk's office. They might not be able to vote on election day. They might have to work. They might not have childcare, and they might have small kids at home and so forth. So at some point, they get an absentee ballot and they can drop it in a drop box. In addition, in Madison, I thought this was a very good idea. They had a voting day where people collected ballots, people would fill out their absentee ballots, and clerks would collect them and then bring them down to the correct place at City Hall in the clerk's office. It was joyous. It was honest. It was above board. But the Republicans referred to it as ballot harvesting. All of these procedures went to the court already, and they were all upheld. Nobody said that, somehow retroactively people shouldn't have been able to vote. This is about going forward. This is about going forward. And when the Supreme Court says, well, we think drop boxes are a good idea, but the legislature has to say so, not just the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Well, let me tell you something. Voss not only does not think that drop boxes are a good idea because they help people vote, he's hired Gableman to try to destabilize our election at your expense. He's been accused of this fellow, Timothy Rampton, who has QAnon connections. He's up in Campbellsport. He's running for governor. He's a state assemblyman who put in a bill to take away the electors of Wisconsin from Joe Biden and give them to Donald Trump. A little over a year too late, Jack, a little over a year too late. However, he was the one who accused Voss of contracting with Hillary Clinton's lawyers to put drop boxes in the first place. He was lying, of course. He was also lying about the election. Voss stripped him of his aide, his only aide, so he has no staff. He has no staff. But do you think Voss is going to push through legislation to permit drop boxes after he's been accused of conspiring with Hillary? They always pull out Hillary Clinton, poor Hillary, of sticking them in. And because the base of the Republican Party has been lathered up to think that drop boxes are one of the reasons that Trump lost, which is also false. The drop boxes are all over the state, including in rural areas. I think they're going to find that when it comes to ease of voting, there are a lot of folks in rural areas who find it very easy to stick their ballot in a drop box and not tie up a day voting or drive a long way to deliver into a clerk's office. So there you have it. Your drop box voting was good this time. The elections are tomorrow, by the way. The elections are tomorrow. Big Milwaukee mayoral election. Judicial elections, county board elections around the state. But if you voted in this election and stuck your absentee ballot in the drop boxes, you're golden. You're good. But this decision that just came down from the Supreme Court said that you can't do that for the April election, the so-called general spring election. You can't do it. You can't do it. And the clerks around the state are going to send out guidance. They'll send out regulations on now what you do. But basically, there won't be drop boxes. You'll have to take your ballot. You'll have to mail your ballot, or you'll have to take your ballot into the clerk's office itself and give it to the clerk. And my advice is mail it. Make sure you get it in plenty early. None of this business of, you know, 2 days in advance or even 3 days in advance. You get these absentee ballots weeks in advance. You know something, when you get it, fill it out and send it in right away. Send it in right away. The other thing is, it's very, very convenient to vote absentee. I like voting absentee. But when they're trying to shut down your right to vote here in this state, all over the country, the Republicans, and when they are trying to make it more difficult in stupid ways, trivial ways, absolutely trivial ways, just trying to slow things up. You know something? You can fight back by voting. Go in person. Go in person. In April, go in person. In August, in the partisan primary, go in person. That's when you're going to have the primary and for the governor, primary for the Republicans, the Senate primary, the Democrats, congressional primaries, partisan primaries. Go and vote in person. They are making it harder to vote absentee. They're going to make it harder to vote in advance. So, and if you absolutely can't vote on election day, you're going to be traveling, whatever, you absolutely can't vote on election day, then you know something? What you do is you go in and vote in person early. You go in and vote in person early. Go down to the clerk's office, the correct place in each county, and vote. And vote. And you know something? If you don't get a chance to do that, mail it in. And mail it in plenty of time. Don't fool around. Do not fool around. But this just came down. It's disappointing that Hagedorn did that. And I'll tell you why. His decision was exactly right on permitting drop boxes for the February 15 election. And here's the reason for that. So it's 4-3. He was the Republican who crossed over to make sure that that could stay in place. But that is based on a rule, really common law, that you don't fool around with an election right at the time of the election. You know, you don't enjoin, you know, which means you don't stop, you don't prohibit something like drop boxes when there are already ballots put in those drop boxes. So what happens to them? Then there's a lawsuit. Should they be counted? What should happen to them? Blah, blah, blah. So he was correct there. But, you know, the April election is coming up pretty quick, too. He should not have done that. It's very, very disappointing. Very disappointing. And it also is a precursor to their ultimate decision, which I am certain now is going to be to throw out drop boxes. So get used to it. Vote in person. Vote early in person. Or show up on election day. You know something? Mail it in, and mail it in early. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.